This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So, yeah, Ken, I did write faux pas yesterday because I was at the Guardians-Dodgers game out in what I thought were the right field bleachers, but indeed were just seats. And there was a situation yesterday in which they were giving away the free hats and the balls they throw into the stands. I'm sure you guys have experienced this and maybe caught one of yourselves. I wasn't even trying to get a thing yesterday, but the hat was thrown right to me. And as I was lunged forward to grab it, there was like this kid like in the seat right in front of me who didn't get the hat. And I like took it. I just like took it. That's am I a bad person?
You use the word lunge over. How old was the child?
He could have been no younger than 9 years old.
Oh, that's pretty sad.
He might have been in the double digits.
That's pretty pathetic.
But I didn't keep the hat. I gave it to my friend who's going to give it to his younger nephew.
Yeah, but nobody
as
at the stadium
practice
knows. Nobody at the stadium knows. They just think you're some...
Yeah, you're just a bad guy.
Yeah, you're just some near
that
30...
That went and got a ball beforehand like 3 innings prior. That, and he ripped it out of a kid's hand.
They
I
don't
saw
know
him.
That. They're nine.
But Mitch, you're now keeping track. You're doing inventory on everybody around
you.
Yeah,
I don't believe you at all.
Pretty sad.
I'm aware of my surroundings.
So you sat there the entire game. So wait a minute.
It was the seventh inning. I got to stretch.
You just lied to me on the radio.
Which is customary.
You just totally lied to me on the radio, man.
How did I lie to you? What did I say?
Because there's no way you saw that kid go grab a baseball out of another kid's hand and then sat there and go, you know what? They're going to be giving out some hats here later
no,
on.
No, I didn't do
and
that.
And I'm going
no,
after
I didn't
I'm
do
making
that.
Sure he doesn't get one of those hats.
Yeah, Chelsea,
you made it out to be
world.
That you, yeah, you made it out to be like you were the Batman of a baseball stadium and making sure that there
was
justice.
It was a post-mortem justifying of my actions. If that kid had gotten nothing and went home empty-handed, I would have felt bad.
Whatever you got to say to yourself to make yourself feel better, man. Trust me, I do it every day, every time I've gotten on a scale.
Maybe I shouldn't have had a few tall boys before that hand.
Oh, so you did it drunkenly. That makes it even better. Wow.
Drunkenly.
A drunken buffoon reaching over a kid to go get a free hat. What great representation of the fan you have. Wonderful. You made us all look very good today.
Either way, I had a great day at the ballpark yesterday. I'm happy I was talked into it by my friend. We had a good time. But obviously, you mentioned the Guardians winning yesterday over the Dodgers. And a few takeaways from that game. You mentioned the one that I was going to get to, which is the lack of substituting out Austin Hedges twice during the game in key situations. Thankfully, he did not ground into the double play on the last at-bat. Stephen Vogt actually talked about Hedgie after the game.
Austin's a good hitter. Austin's on our team. He's part of our team, and there's times where we pinch hit. There's times where we don't. I have full faith in Austin to come through in these situations, and the pitcher's got him today.
No, he's not. He's not a good hitter. You're lying, Stephen.
Well, compared to us, he is.
But you're
looking. Greatest thing that happened yesterday, he came up, bases loaded, no outs. I sat there with my boys and go, I hope he swings at three high pitches, and he did it. He came through for me and got out of the way.
He's got three home runs, and each time I've remarked, he's got three home runs this year.
Three RBIs.
And every time he's done it, I've remarked, they go, if you give up a home run to Austin Hedges, you should have to spend the night in the drunk tank. You should have to spend the night in a city jail, in a small town jail. If you give up a home run to Austin Hedges this season, that is ridiculous, and you should pay a fine, a penalty, everything for it.
I'm in a frustrating spot with some of my favorite Guardians personalities
right now.
Other than Angel Martinez, you mentioned, like, Hedges struggling at the plate, which is kind of normal right now, but like, John Kenzie Noel right now could not hit one of those big red balls you put in front of a target if you gave him three hacks at it. It is frustrating to watch right now. I love him. The big red ball outside of a target so the cars don't crash through the building.
Oh, the... It's a bollard. It's a different type
everyone calls,
of bollard.
No one calls the target bollard. Everyone calls it the target ball.
Well, that's fine, but it's technically called a bollard.
It looks like a ball.
Okay, but it's a bollard.
Have you ever seen a car smash into it?
Not personally.
No, I've seen kids do the where they put their hands down and leap over it.
Yeah,
yep, I did that.
A lot of kids do that with the target balls. But yeah, bollard, you usually find them outside of convenience stores, outside of liquor stores, anywhere with an ATM to prevent the smash and grab. I know that was a big thing a few summers ago, to drag the ATM out of there. yeah, that's usually what a bothered is used for.
Well, good time at the park yesterday. I'll be going tomorrow night as well. We also had the game last night.
Are you giving out
your public appearances?
I'm not like saying when and where I'm exactly going to be.
He'll
like
be at somebody, the Ramada. I don't think men are afterwards.
I'll be handing out my merchandise.
Nobody's gonna recognize me.
No, he'll
on
be
Friday
taking
night.
The merchandise from little kids.
If you keep leaping over little kids to take things from them,
they're gonna put they bollards will know in who front of
is
them.
This a challenge?
They're gonna know you as the next Zach Campbell, except you do that with free hats instead of baseballs.
I did have his book back in the day. It's actually a decent read. Going to the last night, game five of the Western Conference Finals. Yeah, this is kind of the result I expected going into last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the magical season continues. The Oklahoma City Thunder are going back to the NBA Finals.
124-94. That is the fourth game in the playoffs that OKC has won by 30 points or more. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 34 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists was named the conference finals MVP. I don't even think the Pacers can match what this team is up to right now.
Bad night for Anthony Edwards. Has Anthony Edwards talked a lot of trash over this last year about him being the new face of the NBA?
He's actually, it's actually kind of the opposite.
Okay.
As they've been looking for him to be the face of the NBA, he has kind of been like, yeah, I don't really want it. Even though he's got one of the quirkier personalities.
Like, I heard Pat Boyle right before, and I noted it because I wanted to ask you at some point, but I had heard it like when they were down 2-0, when they were down 3-1, when they lost. Like, I've heard everything. Like, Anthony Edwards can't be the face of the league if he's going to do this. Like, I'm like, did he? I don't remember a story where he was talking a bunch of trash saying he was the next big thing
in the
NBA.
The whole thing was that he was American. He's good looking.
What's that got to do with it?
He's loquacious.
Right, brash, okay. Yeah.
So they're trying to think, like, who better than, and he's good. I mean, he has a lot of the MJ characteristics, mm-hmm. right? He has, but then this year he came in and he decided, I'm just going to take and make, he makes a lot, I'm going to take a lot of three-pointers. And people are just like, we just need winning basketball from you. We just need to fight. We don't need to just hover around the three-point line. You can attack the basket. You can actually get by defenders.
Okay. I understand it now. Go right on ahead there, Mitch.
East game five later tonight. In football yesterday, we had Mike Vrabel over in the Patriots press conference addressing the very viral Stephon Diggs boat video that went across the past couple days ago. This is Vrabel talking about he's aware of the situation.
Well, it's something that we're aware of, and obviously we want to make great decisions on and off the field. And we're hoping that with our time here on the field today, and that when we don't have a script and we're on the call-up periods, that we're making great decisions. And so the message will be the same for all our players, that we're trying to make great decisions. And any conversations that I've had with Stephon will remain between him and I and the club.
Now, you're leaving out one tiny detail.
I was going to let you get to it, yeah.
It was the fact that not only was he on the boat with these women, looked to be a very fun atmosphere,
I must say.
Yeah. I could understand missing voluntary workouts to be on this particular boat, but it's the fact that there seemed to be possession of a pretty big bag of what was a pink powdery substance.
I thought it was just makeup. I thought it was just a makeup
case.
Well,
the bag was so big, and you couldn't fathom that much of that powdery substance that happened to have that pink look to it.
I think the street value is of that makeup.
Well, I looked up on Reddit to see what they were talking about, the pink makeup
bag. Yeah, of course, because you're out of the game now.
Retired.
Of course, yes.
And not one of those situations.
You turned in your papers to the league?
Yeah. I'm not going to put the uniform on one more time just for a memorable night. I don't need that.
We were having an Aaron Rodgers moment with him for a while, whether or not he was going to come back or not, but he's decided to hang him up.
But these are tough decisions.
Yeah.
These are I have a family now. And to look my family in the face, my two young kids, and say I'm going to go back into the makeup business. It just doesn't make sense. But yeah, that Mike Vrabel, I wonder if that's that was his welcome back to the NFL moment. Here's your Devo wide receiver.
There are so many moments where you see a boat, a pair of skis. And here we are.
3 years, $63.5 million they signed Diggs to back in March.
Well, he has plenty of money. Makeup. He wants to.
That's the one thing he absolutely can do. Not for resale, by the way.
Really quickly, did you guys see the college football 26 video releases of the coaches?
I need you to get this off your chest because you are obsessed with
Ryan Day. Ryan Day looks nothing like Ryan Day in real life, and Ryan Day has lost a considerable amount of weight since he started at Ohio State. This guy, like, they put him in the game. He looks built. We got breaking news?
No, he just said the wrong thing. That's okay. Go ahead, Mitch.
No, it was this weird situation where I'm like, this is the first year that coaches are going to be in college football 26. I'm like, that's Ryan Day. It looks nothing like the guy.
What was it? Was it, do you think, too much dye in the hair, which he and his family have denied?
He looks more like a lumberjack, if anything.
I think his wife had to deny it. Yes. She denied it. I think it's just, at this point, it's an inside joke to them.
I think it is, too.
Like, they're just having fun with everybody.
It also makes me wonder what kind of coaches we're going to get in the game in real life. Like, are we going to get Bill Belichick in the video game, which we did not get, I believe, in Madden for so many years?
Well, you can't just have Bill Belichick now. You've got to have his, have his family.
Yeah. Here we go.
You got to have all the people around him.
You got to have Stephen Belichick in there. He looks like Rickety Cricket. Oh, got it. Lyman never saw the show, he doesn't know.
Too.
Okay, Mitch got it at least. All right.
That's it for
last
night.
He was a pastor.
And I'm sure that Stephen Belichick is very religious in his own right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.